Eight Ingredients, Travel Portrait, Number 12. Manifest Destiny, circa 1970, A Maiden's Dilemma. Once upon a time, in a place where the people drank brandy and wine, the people were easily smitten by a lapdog or a kitten, or just by watching the does run. A fitting setting, this was a place where the people pranced, a place to take a bucolic squat. This was a place where the people came to experience a cognizant community. The people came a lot. Well, often enough. And still do. Abreast to the moon is the sky, feeding from the crest of dusk to the crack of dawn. Abuzz is a creaky river, streaming consciousness, empathetic thinking, intellectual viscerality through the land that envisages the desiccate delightfulness of the winter's sow. Above is a wreath, a circle of life, le cercle des morts, a remembrance of a gruesome tale of a fawn astray from the path, finding the edge of the road, standing at the threshold, pondering the chicken riddle as to why, not how, the free range of crossing and the worldliness of the cone enlightens the embodiment of getting to the other side. The lady who lords over the land, a majestic ground, a real estate, private, pastoral, pictorial property, a contrast of colors, coda, and composition, courtly visions viewing folkways, demonstrating daubs, depicting dabblings, classic residencies, as natural histories, as seniors, as citizens standing stout, more so than a siring stallion ensconced, anthropomo-metamorphic, parapsychological, superstitious scene. Her Majesty's role in this tableau? Circinate society. Circa this century as indebted servant, not entitled or indentured. This is a matter of a still descending a staircase, her surreal fate to her surname. This is a maiden's dilemma to make flashback fashionable. To keep the farm fecund, just as a mother earths the fallow fields, or as a captain who commands her intergalactic spaceship through the psychedelic. This is her fairness. This is her pride. a mean business, these art matters. All this blackness over a beauty. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.